Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and believe. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity. And you won't bring me down.
I'm Elliot Forrest, and for Leonard Lope, the most surprisingly popular new show on television is Glee, a dramedy about a group of Ohio teenagers who are members of their high school's show choir. Each episode features several musical numbers, and the actors on the show do all their own singing. Chris Colfer plays one of the more intriguing characters on the show, Kurt Hummel, an openly gay high school student in a conservative Midwestern town. His portrayal of Kurt has garnered many awards and fans. Chris Colfer, welcome to our show. It is such a pleasure to meet you.
So good to be here.
Tell us a little bit more about the character that you play.
Well, Kurt Hummel, he's the fashionable soprano of the Glee Club. He's very into fashion, he's very Vogue, and he thinks he's very superior to all those around him.
Now, you originally auditioned for another role.
Yes, I originally auditioned for the role of Artie, and at my audition, Ryan Murphy looked at me and he said, "Why do I have a feeling you've been in The Sound of Music?" And I said, "Well, I was Kurt in The Sound of Music a long time ago." And I kind of hit it off with the writers and the producers at the audition, and they liked me, so they created this new role of Kurt for me to do.
What did you get to see ahead of time before the audition? Did you know much about it?
About Kurt?
About the Kurt or the show? Did they give you?
I knew the script, and I was very intrigued by it because it was the first thing I've ever read that it was about kids just like me. I was a major theater nerd, so I was instantly like drawn to it. But as far as Kurt, I had no idea what Kurt was or what the character was until basically the first day of shooting when I got the script for the first time.
Well, because they created it for you, was right. there any apprehension at all that it wasn't in the original concept? It wasn't the original idea? They're sort of shoehorning this character in?
I think they did have to kind of ease me into the show with the executives, because the executives had already approved of the first pilot script. And there was no character of Kurt in it. So they did have to do a little convincing, but thank God they did for my sake.
I think, if I remember right, there was a cop show that was a musical.
Cop Rock, yes.
Cop Rock,
thank you. The infamous Cop Rock.
Right. I'm not sure if I can remember another musical show on television which people just sort of break into song. Did you think, well, this is a good idea and it's right for me, but this doesn't have a chance?
Well, I did have doubts, but I did know that there was an audience for it because I was that audience. Like, I grew up singing these songs, and I grew up, being a total musical theater nerd. So I knew there was an audience out there for it. So I think I just focused on that.
And the controversy of playing a gay character, how did you feel about that from the beginning?
At first, I was nervous and scared because I'm from a small conservative town myself. Originally, I didn't want to portray him like other people had portrayed gay characters on TV, because usually the gay characters on TV, they're very loud, they're obnoxious, they're sometimes annoying, and I didn't want that to Kurt, because I didn't think many people could identify with that, obnoxious image. So I wanted to make Kurt more, appealing, and I made him very, subdued and internal and like uppity and superior rather than loud, obnoxious, and annoying.
Are there aspects of Kurt's character that you identify with?
Oh, yeah. I think, for one, wanting to sing girl songs, because that's what you're good at. I definitely know that very well. And I know what it's like to be like a duck in a swan-filled pond, if you will.
In what ways?
Like, I was definitely an outsider when I was in high school. Like, I was probably the only person that was serious about, getting into theater arts after high school. I was just very different from the rest.
And were you greeted warmly for being an outsider in your high school?
Not very warmly. No. I was definitely an outsider, and I was made sure that I knew I was an outsider.
So, is there an aspect of your character that you play that that speaks to other kids around the country, maybe even particularly in small towns that
I've
heard
hope
about?
So. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've gotten thousands and thousands of messages from like Facebook and Twitter and fan mail of just kids so happy that there's a character like her that they can relate to. And that he's a positive character, that his relationship with his father is celebrated. He's so strong, and in every episode you just see how strong and how smart and just what a great guy he is.
Let's talk about your character's relationship with your father.
Please.
You know, it could have easily been the kind of guy that's like, no son of mine,
right,
and, you know,
right.
And, you know, was just sort of an outcast. But the guy who plays your father, the character, he's trying so hard to really understand that.
Yeah.
That must be so gratifying, I guess, as a relationship. Do you know how that came about?
I know that it's kind of based on a personal story of Ryan Murphy growing up when he came out to his dad. So I know there's like a personal story behind it. But it's really like the first time on television a relationship like theirs has been seen. It's the first time like a conservative father has accepted his gay son like on television rather than kicking him out. And I think originally I was kind of hoping Kurt would get kicked out because I, you know, as the actor, I wanted like the gritty dramatic scene and all that. But just it means so much more that there's love rather than hate with that.
And is it tough doing those scenes? I mean, because I think it started off more as a comedy, but there's a lot of drama, and you end up with more than your fair share of that.
I'm kind of like the dramatic point of this show. Yeah. I kind of do everything dramatic. I enjoy it. It's like candy for me. I love, you know, the more emotion, the better for me. I just love it. But doing scenes with Mike O'Malley, Mike O'Malley is just, he's flawless.
He plays the father.
Yeah, he's fantastic. So he makes it very easy.
On Glee, many of the characters are outcasts in one way or another, not just your character. Do you think that's par for the course for most of the kids who relate to these shows?
I hope so. I hope there's you know, one outcast that everyone can relate to. I think that's kind of the point of having so many different genres of the nerd in our show, is that there's something for everybody.
I'm Elliot Forrest, filling in for Leonard Lopate. We're talking to Chris Colfer. He plays Kurt on the hit TV show Glee tomorrow night, season finale.
Yes, tomorrow night at 9. On Fox.
Anything you can tell us about what to expect?
Well, there's a big battle coming up with New Directions, our Glee Club, to the competitive Glee Club called A Vocal Adrenaline. So it's our final showdown with them. So you have to tune in to see who wins regionals.
Of course, a huge part of the show are the songs.
Yes.
Your range is incredibly high. Mm-hmm. You kind of go back and forth. Where did you learn to sing?
I never really learned how to sing. I think I get most of my experience from just the shower. Just you know, and
where we all sound
annoying
great.
My parents to no end. Singing loud, having grand encore concerts in the shower. I've kind of been stuck with this very this high pitched voice. You know, since forever. So I kind of learned how to use it to my advantage. And I can go very low, too. Not people know that. I went low once on the show, and no one believed it was me.
You want to give us one of your notes?
Well, I mean, there was a song when I was doing
To the Roof Off, To the Roof Off.
And no one believed it was me. Like, I got so many messages saying, that was computerized. And I'm like, no, it was me. It was me.
We should tell people, because we had Brett Ellis on this show earlier this year, that all the kids do their own singing.
Yes. Every soloist does their own singing. Yes.
And
it's a rule.
And the process, the way that happens, you rehearse it, and then you produce the musical numbers by laying down the tracks and then singing over them?
Yeah. Usually what we do is we will go into the recording studio and record the song, and then we'll learn the dance to it, and then just put the two together when we're filming it.
And do you have a favorite solo song?
I love doing Rose's Turn. Selfishly, because it was just me and the crew one late night, and I had a blast doing it. It was fun just to be in front of an empty audience and just get to perform it. It was great.
And a big song with your name on it.
Yeah, with a big curtain lights behind me. Yeah,
right.
That's great.
And a favorite ensemble song that you've done?
Oh gosh, I loved. Oh gosh, I don't know. It's like trying to pick my favorite bone in my body. They're all kind of important to me.
Do you make suggestions? Do you hear songs that you think, oh, we should do this, and go to the writers with it?
Usually it just comes up in you know, when we're having a conversation. Like the whole Defying Gravity storyline was actually a storyline that happened to me. Well, not a storyline, but actually happened to me in high school when I requested that I sing Defying Gravity in our drama talent show. And the other students in the class, who were probably just jealous that I could sing it because they're mostly girls and they couldn't sing it, but I could, they turned me down, so I wasn't allowed to.
Normally this song is sung by Idina Menzel
or some powerhouse of female Broadway. So that they took that from my life. And I kind of sarcastically suggested that Kurt sing Rose's Turn to Ryan, and he wrote that at the show too. So they're very open for suggestions.
Big musical theater fan, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And you've worked with a lot of people, a lot of guest stars come in. Have they given you any advice?
Not too much advice, I'd say. I'm usually just too busy like stalking them and collecting their DNA as they walk to ask advice.
Like who? Tell me who you've stalked who's been on the show.
Well, I don't want to say stalked, but it's pretty much stalking. I'm madly in love with Kristen Chenoweth, and I always will be. She's just as sweet as she is talented, and I love working with her.
I have to ask you about Idina Menzel, because from the moment Lea Michele came on the show, everyone said, wow, she looks so much like Idina Menzel. Was it always in the plot line in the story to the writers that they would get her on, or was it sort of an audience idea that just blossomed in, well, she has to be her mother?
I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that. I would hope it was like an audience idea, because I think our audience is the people that kind of created it before any of us did.
And being here in New York, as we're live here and only several blocks from Broadway, are you seeing some shows while you're here?
I did. I saw Next Normal last night, which was fantastic. I loved it. It's about time electroshock therapy came to Broadway, in my opinion. I'm a huge theater show buff, so I hope to see more while I'm here.
And I mean, this is your first job ever, or professional job?
Well, professional job. Like I had like my summers in the dry cleaners, and I scooped cookies in the cafeteria every morning before school. So I've had little jobs, but this is my first gig.
So what's that like for you? Because this is a huge leap. The last 12 months of your life have dramatically changed who you are and how people view you.
I think surreal is the best word. It really is. It's mind blowing. It sure beats the dry cleaners. I'll say that.
My first job was at a gas station, and I like radio.
Yeah, you're right.
With the theater background, although it's television now, do you think at some point you'll find some way to get to Broadway or audition for something?
I hope so. I'm coming. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm coming there. So eventually, someday, somehow. Yes.
The other thing that I think is instantly recognizable from the show is that the diversity of the members of the cast. I'm just guessing that was part of the plan all along.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Having, kind of like a melting pot of characters. Yeah.
Speaking of being recognized, people stop you on the street now?
Yeah. Every day. Yeah.
Yeah. What do they say?
Oh, usually it's, I love Defying Gravity. I love your character. I love you. It's great to be complimented everywhere you go.
And, the response back home, what are they saying?
I think they're happy. I think they're proud. I think sometimes they get a little upset with me because I do talk about Clovis, California, where I'm from, as being a conservative town, but I grew up there. I mean, it's always going to be home. So they're proud of me. I know they are.
And it seems like it probably was a solid background for performing arts, though.
It really was. I don't think I could have picked a better upbringing. I was very, very fortunate because I went to a high school with an extraordinary performing arts department. We got to do like two shows a year. We had like a full orchestra with every musical. We had amazing sets. It was great to be a part of such a great performing arts academy.
Recently, many of the cast members went on tour, live tour. How big of the Coliseums were you playing?
Oh gosh, usually like 5,000 plus, like Rady City Music Hall. We did the Dodge Stadium Amphitheater. We did the Gibson Amphitheater in L.A. Very, very big, big crowds. Yes.
And I'm guessing you enjoyed that.
Oh, thoroughly, yes.
One of the blogosphere things that's flying around is that Kurt gets a real life out and proud boyfriend next year. Can you confirm or deny?
I think I can confirm, because as far as I know, it's happening. I have no idea who it is or what it is or what he is. I've just asked that he be less attractive than me, because I really don't want to be the weak link in the couple. That would just be horrible.
How far ahead have you already taped? How many episodes into the second season?
We haven't even started yet.
Oh,
so we
really?
We start in mid-July. So I don't know what's coming up.
I want to remind everybody we're talking to Chris Colfer from the TV show Glee. He plays Kurt. The final episode is tomorrow.
You didn't
give a lot
one.
Away. Any other guest stars make any?
Well, a new cast member comes into the show. I will say that. They just kind of pop in and pop out. And I think the fans will know what I'm talking about.
You know what I love about the show is somebody will go, oh, I just have an idea for a song, and let me toss it off of you. And then all of a sudden it comes with lighting and smoke effects, pyrotechnics.
Yeah.
And we kind of buy that.
Yeah, I know, right? It's all in good fun. I think as long as we don't take ourselves too seriously with the show and the audience doesn't either, I think it's a great balance.
It takes place in... is it Lima or Lima?
Lima, I believe. Like Lima like the bean.
Lima, Ohio. Yes. Have you heard anything from the town there?
Absolutely nothing, no. I wish we had.
I mean, you need a sign as you walk into town, the home of Glee.
Right.
They'd be happy about that?
As seen on TV.
let's talk about Jane Lynch. She is such a great character. And so well written, and she's so well performed. Mm-hmm. Can you keep a straight face in front of her?
No, it's impossible. I've been very fortunate. I've had several scenes with her, and in every scene, like, it definitely just tests my ability more and more, because she is just a force of nature. She is just hysterical. Like every just like a little flick of her nose, like, just is hysterical. Like, I don't know how she does it. She's just one of the funniest human beings on earth.
One somewhat serious question, and that is this. There's always, not always, but every once in a while, they'll touch on the fact that the arts budgets are being cut, or they're actually trying to close down the Glee Club. And as it relates to arts budget, I'm just wondering if a show like this might actually have some positive impact in the arts budgets around the country, that people will see that it's important and it's integral in their lives, it changes lives, and that things will turn around and not be the first thing they cut in school budgets.
I certainly hope so. Like I said, I went to an amazing performing arts academy, and when I was in high school, we had like every advantage possible, and it really definitely just helped me become, you know, a better performer. So I hope every school, you know, in the country, you know, gets that privilege.
What else? What's next for you? Are you sticking with Glee? Anything else you want to tell us about?
I'm pretty gleeful right now. I mean, I did a voice for like the Marmaduke movie. Just little things like that. But for right now, I'm very, very gleeful and very happy to be gleeful. I'm very fulfilled just doing Glee. So I'm great just being there.
I've been speaking with Chris Colfer, who plays Kurt on the Fox hit show Glee. The season finale airs tomorrow night. At 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a great time.
Best of luck to you in everything you do.
Thank you.